All right. Here we are again, rapidly approaching the holidays, already feeling the pressure, the familial tensions, the food hangover, and the good times. And as we head into the holidays, Marty and I did not want to leave you hanging. So we're here once again for the third year running, bringing you the number one semi-certified unofficial outdoor gift guide to help you with all your shopping needs. There are no promo codes or affiliate links in here, just two guys pouring out their hearts about what they found along the way. But I do want to thank the show's sponsors, Skinny Water Culture, Costa Sunglasses, Turtlebox Audio, All Hands Vodka, and Orvis Fly Fishing. They're great companies with great products and deserve to be on the guide as well, so you will run into them along the way. Now, we know you all have some last minute shopping to do, so we'll go ahead and dive right into it. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy. This is the Captain's Collective. All right, Marty, thanks for hanging out and joining me on the holiday gift guide again. How's everything going with you?
It's going good, brother. It's good to be back here. This is something I look forward to every year. And I think this is, what, number three or four
I think
we've done so far?
Yeah, number three. And there are dozens of people all across our families looking forward to it every single year. So, right. Man, I'm excited. So the categories for today, just to dive right in, are going to be, the first one we'll do is stocking stuffers. We'll talk about just some like cheap, easy, fun things that you can get for people. We'll recommend a few books. We got a category called intermediate, which will be kind of middle priced items. And we'll talk a little bit about some kids gifts, and then we'll do the big daddy, sugar daddy gifts at the end. But if you're ready to go, I'm ready to go and talk about just some of the things I'm excited about this year.
Yeah, I've been waiting 365 days for this. I'm ready.
All right. <So. laughs> Well, let's start with the stocking. Start simple. When I was in Texas at the Borracho Pescador, one of the things that they gave us was some swag bags that had a bunch of snacks in them right before the tournament, which was amazing. And there was a lot of different types of beef jerky, and there was one that I thought was really, really good. So rather than filling somebody's stocking with a bunch of crappy gas station candy that they can buy and do buy year round, I thought a really good one would be Hudson Meat Market beef jerky. And you just can't go wrong with good beef jerky on the boat or in the truck.
Oh yeah.
What do you got?
This first one I have, I discovered this a little bit, a little late to the party, but, these guys, I think they're down in Austin, created a beer salt. I might butcher this name, but I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Ocotillo. If you've ever had like a beer with like a, I think it's called like a Mexican ashtray. Mm. It's basically you take a Modelo or Tecate, your favorite Mexican lager, hit it with a little hot sauce, squeeze a lime, and then some of this beer salt on top of it. And it is the best breakfast beer there is.
Oh.
Perfect for the boat. You know, when you're dragging a little bit and you're not catching fish, you got to change up the vibes. There's always something like go for is crack a Modelo and get that brunch beer going. So I highly recommend this stuff. And they just came out, I saw today, with like a, what they call like a rim tin where you can just actually take the whole top of the beer and just dunk it in this like little container, and you've got a fully salted beer ready to go.
Oh yeah, man, that sounds like a great gift. Plus that with the beef jerky, you get yourself you're basically giving somebody the gift of a good afternoon after not catching fish. Is really, that's what you're doing.
Yep.
Which is the gift that keeps giving. Speaking of beef jerky, if you want to really go all out and give somebody a bunch of snacks, I've seen people post photos of what they're calling these days the snackle box instead of tackle box. Now, I wanted you're more snacky than me. I wanted your opinion. Are you pro or anti snackle boxes?
Well, it depends on the setting. I will say, and I've seen this actually go down, I have a good buddy who has two young kids, and he gets the snackle box going for airplane trips. Got all sorts of different snacks for the kids. It's all contained. It's easy to put in a carry-on. The kids aren't going to make a total mess. And I, you know what? I kind of think it's sweet. I think it kind of makes sense. So I don't know if I would do it personally. You know, I'm more just like shove my hand in a bag of Doritos and call it a day. but, you know, I get it. What do you think?
I have yet to be on a boat and somebody
bust one out, but I wouldn't turn it down. But it maybe is a little bit too much work for me at the beginning of the day. But what I will say, my next idea is something that I did put together for myself, and I do love it, which is I call it my boat nurse box. And that is a small waterproof tackle box that I have put in Tums, ibuprofen, BC powder. I got like Dramamine in there, stuff like that. And I can easily travel with that. And I can also just throw that in my backpack at the bottom of my backpack. And if you get a headache or your stomach starts hurting or whatever, now you have basically like your whole medicine cabinet in a little box. And sometimes when you're traveling and you're fishing, it's nice. I have like melatonin in there because maybe, you know, you're amped up and you're having a hard time going to sleep and you know that you need to sleep for the next day. Boom, melatonin. Or maybe you eat a bunch of food that's bad for you. Boom, you got your Tums. So if you want to do something kind of creative like that, you could put together a tackle box filled with all sorts of medicines of your choosing. DayQuil, NyQuil, all that stuff. And then whenever I fish and like go on these trips and stuff, I just already have like everything that I could want. And it actually saves me money because if you like start to come down with a cold, instead of going and buying like a whole bunch of NyQuil or something like that, you already have just a kind of small sample amount. So that is the boat nurse box. And there's a 50% chance I invented that. I don't know, but there's,
yeah, dude, you got to trademark that.
Come I know on. I need to put a cool sticker on it and sell it, but you can put that together. I'll upload a photo of mine in the blog post and you can build it yourself.
What are you using for a tackle box?
I'm using
a certain brand.
Yeah. I got a Plano waterproof. I don't know what number it is, cause I don't ever pay attention to the numbers, but I will say it needs to be waterproof and it needs to be like it needs to be a good tackle box because you don't want the pills getting all mixed up. And next thing you know, you're in a bad spot. So, you got to make sure you go high end on the tackle box. I have a Plano waterproof.
Nice. Do you have another stocking stuffer? I kind of have the next, I got intermediate gifts next.
All right. I'll finish up my list. My next one is a turtle box tie down, strap, that is good for not just a turtle box, but like any type of tie down situation. It's like high quality. It's a fun thing to throw in a stocking stuffer. So if you know somebody with a turtle box or you know somebody with, you know, that's just kind of outdoorsy in general, then you can get them some turtle box tie downs. And the last one I'll say is Black Rifle instant coffee. And sometimes when you're on the road and you're traveling, you don't have your coffee, and that sucks. And so you can get Black Rifle has a good instant coffee. Like I have no affiliation with them, but I do like as far as instant coffee goes. And then if you know somebody that's like too snobby for instant coffee, I'm guessing
like me.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm guessing like you. then you could get them an AeroPress, which I have one of those too. You can they're pretty portable. I mean, they're not as portable as a little pack of instant coffee, but you can easily throw those on a boat or bring those to a hotel room and just heat up some water and make a really high quality cup of coffee. So AeroPress, stocking stuffer, and yeah, that's it for me. What do you got intermediate wise?
I got introduced to these guys through a mutual friend, but it's a crew of guys. They're in like the Virginia, Delaware area, but they started this magazine called Chasing Tides. And it's a little mix of like surf, fishing, a little bit of food, and just kind of like all this kind of stuff that we love to do. And it's super rad. It's really well done. Like really cool articles, great pictures. I think they just came out with their first issue, and they've got the second one in the works. But I feel like, you know, there's obviously some great fly fishing magazines out there, and plenty of different saltwater magazines, but one that's kind of wraps up the whole lifestyle and adds some surfing, adds some skateboarding, whatever, some barbecue, I thought was kind of needed. And I think these guys are doing an awesome job. So and that's like, that I think an issue's $35, but super rad, Chasing Tides.
Yeah, and I think that giving somebody something like that is really out of the box and a fun way to kind of I don't know, get them into fishing, especially if they're new to it, or keep the travel bug alive by trying to just kind of right. keep a steady drip of inspiration. So that's one of the things I love with magazines. I got a book. I think if somebody is wanting to get into fly fishing, or maybe they're just an avid reader, the Orvis Fly Fishing Guide by Tom Rosenbauer. I look up to Tom as much as I look up to anybody in the entire fishing industry. He writes great stuff. The book's really visual. And I would say, especially for new people, rather than just going and buying them a bunch of stuff they don't understand, if you know somebody that's wanting to get into fly fishing or is still really early on, it's just a really good book that they can flip through, look at stuff, learn the language, learn the lingo. And it's really, really helpful and really well done. So the Orvis Fly Fishing Guide is a great book. And I think giving somebody a book is one of those things that it's cheap, you know, it's not that much money, but it can make a huge impact in somebody's life. So I definitely would check that out. What else you got?
Well, while we're on the subject of books, I saw Yeti just came out with another coffee table book. The first one was the Tarpon one, which I believe we talked about last year, but this one is called Ducks, and it's all about duck hunting. And there's some incredible, incredible photography in it. So if you have a friend or a family member that's into waterfowl hunting, this book is extremely sweet. That comes in around $100. I think you might have to get on like a wait list now, but this is something that I'm dying to have, and I know someone would really appreciate.
Yeah, I have the Tarpon one. I don't have any of the other hunting ones, but I love having that book. It's amazing. Great conversation starter too. You have people over and maybe they don't understand why you love fishing so much, and you're able to show them some incredible visual images, and it's just a fun thing to have around the house. So yeah, I checked that out this morning, and that looks pretty freaking awesome. So yeah.
I mean, they don't really half-ass anything, so no surprise there that coffee table book is sweet.
My next one, kind of related to that, is I just recently got a new gun dog. He's a German wire-haired pointer, and he's amazing. And, you know, for people who do have dogs, who travel, like to take them on boats, or if you do what I do and you try to, like, as much time I can get with him, if it's in the truck or even if I'm running errands around town, whatever, I want to have my dog with me. And Orvis actually has a really awesome dog bag. And you can throw, it's got three compartments in it that are nice. Like, it's just well engineered, like you would expect. It's got a doggy bag, like pocket, or, you know, like a poop bag pocket thing on it. I'm sure they have it worded better than that. But it's got all these great features. You can have collapsible dog bowls. It's really easy just to throw everything you need in for the day, some bumpers, stuff like that. And I love it. Looks good. It's really tough, easy to bring on the boat. So if you know somebody who has a dog and loves to fish and hunt, the Orvis dog bag is a great gift for them, and a really fun addition, and just good for if you bring your dog out on the boat and you bring water and bowls and stuff like that. Definitely highly recommend that.
Yeah, that's great. So I can't come on here and not plug at least one Badfish product. So I'm only gonna do one, I promise. But something I'd been wanting to do for a long time was make a pretty sweet button up shirt. And a few months ago, finally pulled it off. We came out with a shirt called the Commodore shirt. It's got a 4-way stretch. It's super lightweight. Got a few different cool designs, kind of based on different regions, especially some of my favorite regions. We've got the New England style shirt, the Low Country graphic shirt, and then of course get the Florida Keys style shirt. So there's a handful left in stock, but I do have a few in stock, so I will just promote just that one. But it's I was stoked at how they came out, and they're an awesome shirt to wear fishing all day, casting all day, and then take it right to happy hour at the marina. So
yeah, you showed it to me at ICAST. I thought it looked great. And I know that you have a passion for button-up shirts.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I'm glad you noticed.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I got one that I think is kind of fun. I recently lost my last pocket knife because I was going to the airport, and it wasn't that nice of a knife. I think it was like a Smith & Wesson, like $20 knife, something like that. And I just didn't want to mail it back to myself. I didn't want to walk back to my truck, and so I was really lazy. So I just donated that to TSA. Oh.
And that's the worst. The good, I've had to do that.
I donated it to the good folks of the TSA, keeping us safe. And but then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get like a nice knife, and then I'm not going to make that mistake again, which I most certainly will the next 12 months. But and I got a Gerber fastball knife, and I really like it. It's sleek, it's lightweight, and it opens really easy with one hand, which is like a pocket knife that you have to open with one hand is, I feel like, basically useless, because 50% of the time I'm cutting something, I'm holding something to be cut in the other hand. I don't want to set it down. So really like that knife. It comes in a little over $100. So it's a little bit on the higher end side, but I think that giving somebody a good pocket knife is just a great gift.
Yep. Yep. Can't, yeah. Got to stay strapped with that. Especially with the, you need the one hand access just in case you find yourself in a back alley knife fight.
only where you live.
Yeah, you're a pacifist. You would
yeah,
never.
Yeah.
Speaking of knives, I've got two. Both Oyster knives, as you know, big fan of Oysters. These are both ones that I've used, and they're fantastic. A little bit on the higher end side, around like $170. But the first one is from Williams Knife Co. It's called the Edisto. Just really well done. Super sharp Oyster knife. Coming out of South Carolina. Mm. And then the other one is Heartwood Forge, which is a friend of the program. I think I talked about his chef's knives last year, but he just came out with a Oyster knife called the Daybreaker. Mm. That's super badass and has like a big built-in bottle opener on it as well. So it's kind of dual purpose.
Yeah, yep. So important. Yep. You know what? I fished Edisto, and I think we're both saying it wrong, but I'm sorry, Charleston people. But it was awesome. And there's a lot of cool stuff coming out of Charleston, and I'm excited. I'll be back up there in a couple weeks, so I can't wait to be with everybody up in Charleston. But yeah, a great Oyster knife, huge part of, and that's the type of thing where you're not going to lose that at TSA, because I don't know anybody that travels with an Oyster knife, so that's pretty hardcore. So I think
I keep one in the center console of my car at all times, because you never know when you're going to run into a bushel of oysters.
Yeah, and you got to be ready.
You gotta be ready.
There's one on the side of the road. Let's try some.
Yeah. I don't fly with it, though.
Yeah. My next one is, let's say that you are the type of individual who is on a friend's boat a lot. And you maybe sometimes you chip in and buy gas. Maybe sometimes you buy some fried chicken. But we all know that it's expensive to own a boat. And you should feel guilty for being on other people's boats so much that you should be inspired in the holiday season to do something generous. A really good gift would be to find a local business that does boat detailing and to reach out to them and get a boat detailing certificate and try to present it in a way where you're not coming off like implying that they have a dirty boat, but just kind of like, hey, you know what? Thanks so much for taking me out. I just wanted to buy you a nice, you know, detailing package. Hope you have a great Christmas. I think that would be a really good way to support a local business. And those guys who run those types of businesses work so hard. And just like, who doesn't want their boat detailed? So boat detailing certificate, definitely a good gift this year.
Yeah, that's fantastic. A case of beer is great, but that is really going above and beyond. I like that a lot.
Do you have any more in the intermediate range?
Yeah, I got... we've done this before, but you got the art style mm-hmm. or artist supporting gift. And this guy is out of San Diego. His name is Amadio Abishar. And you've probably seen these before, but he does these, like, he'll take a big nautical map and then paint a fish over the top of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got everything, tarpon, redfish, all offshore fish. But they are super sweet and they are fairly affordable. On around $75, I believe, unframed. But again, you and I, we love always mentioning supporting artists, and it's just such a great gift.
Definitely. Yeah, I think giving somebody a piece of art, too, is something that's going to hang around a long time. And it's not in the category of gifts that tend to break instantly and be forgotten. So, yeah, definitely. That art looks amazing. You showed it to me and looks great. I'll throw one in, too. A woodworker, I recently got a podcasting table done and it came out beautiful. And the company is called Della Natura Studios. And they are doing like small batch cutting boards and charcuterie boards for people like Marty who eat charcuterie, and they're able to engrave on that too. And so if you're wanting to do something that's personalized and supporting a small business, and also just kind of like a cool, it's functional art, then I would say one of those cutting boards would be a great way to do that for a friend. You could put their company logo on it or anything like that. And that's a great, great Christmas gift.
What's wrong with charcuterie?
Nothing's wrong with charcuterie. It's just a lot of the meats are unnecessary in my opinion.
Yeah.
I would say charcuterie boards in my experience are like 50% I really like, and then 50% are just like, these meats are just, somebody, you like this because somebody told you to. That's just, I don't know, that's my opinion. I'm just not big on it, but I do like grazing on, you know, pepperoni and cheese. So yeah, I'm a little bit of a hypocrite.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I want to talk momentarily about some of the Skinny Water Culture stuff too, because they have some really awesome stuff for this Christmas season. One is their new Oysterman shirts, which are absolutely incredible performance shirts, and they're really breathable. It's a material that you just have to see to get it. But they have short sleeve button up, long sleeve button up, and hoodie button ups. It's just a hoodie, but that's trademark that. But those are really great for serious anglers, and those button ups look great too if you're doing a button up package or the Badfish button ups. The other thing that I would say that I think is really sometimes overlooked with Skinny Water is their skiff towels are pretty fun too. And so maybe I should have said that in stocking stuff, or I probably definitely should have, but you can always get somebody a good skiff towel, and you know, that's a great, great thing to throw in a stocking stuffer that's not an oversized Reese's cup. And then the last one I'll say is, for if you know somebody with a tiller skiff, which I have a tiller skiff, then you need to get them a shirt or hat that is their new all tiller, no filler, which is like just a big shout out to tiller boat folks, John Boats.
Love it.
Skiffs. So definitely check out the all tiller, no filler hat. And I want to say that Chase was the designer, was lightly inspired by me, because the skeleton on the design kind of looks like me, but I'm almost certain I'm just flattering myself, but really great one. Hey, do you have any ideas for the kids before we go into our sugar daddy category?
Yes, I got a couple. One is a new product from Postfly. It's called the First Cast program. And it's a subscription of sorts. It's three boxes that come separately over a course of 3 months, and it is for like beginner fly fishing anglers. Like, we're talking right from the 101, you know, knot tying, rigging up the reel, like putting on backing, casting, and it has like instructional videos that are paired with it. Comes with some flies, but it's a really great product that I think kind of was missing, and it's perfect for, you know, kids for sure, but also anyone looking to get into fly fishing and can be a little that might be a little intimidated on where to start.
Yeah, and I just think it's such a great thing. If you're somebody who loves the fish and you got nieces or nephews or people in your life that are curious and always asking you about fishing, I just really feel like getting something like that for them, that could be their moment that they really fall in love with the outdoors. And all the people I interview over the years, you can almost always trace their story back to somebody being generous and giving them their first fly rod, giving them their first casting lesson, whatever. And so I think that's like, I mean, when you think about how much fishing in the outdoors means to us, and just thinking, wow, like maybe I could plant a seed for that for somebody else. I mean, there is no better gift than that. So I think that's really cool what you guys kind of put together there.
Yeah, it's exciting for sure. And my other gift that I actually mentioned to you, and I think your wife may have already bought it.
Yeah, my wife bought, within you mentioning it to me, my wife bought one within 30 minutes. So this is a highly potent, effective gift right here.
Yeah. So I was gifted one of these. It's a mushroom growing kit, and the company's called Small Hold. There's several companies out there, but the one I got was called Small. The company's called Small Hold, and it's a bizarre looking thing. It's like a big block that has mushroom spores in it, and it kind of it's built out of sawdust. But anyways, it comes with directions, and you like cut it open. You basically water it like a plant, and then over like 10 to 15 days, I grew these like insane. It was unbelievable. I sent you a picture of this insane amount of mushrooms, and it was so fun to like watch them grow. And like, it comes with a little name tag, and we named ours Bob for whatever reason. That's what my wife came up with, the first thing that came to her mind. We loved it. Like, we got a kick out of it. And I know that kids would be like obsessed with
this
and grow and watering it. And then finally, you know, you get to harvest it and make a nice mushroom pasta. So that was, I thought, really fun. And it's like under $40.
We ordered one for a relative and for our kids, because one of the things that we're trying to do is we're trying to help our kids have a good relationship with the food they eat. So from like, we'll grow, like we don't eat, like it's not like every vegetable we eat we grow, but we do grow vegetables so they can understand, have an appreciation for them. It's the same with mushrooms. I wish I liked mushrooms more, and I'm gonna really give it a shot with this thing. But I definitely think that that's a great way to engage kids in food, just for them to understand. There's just so many kids who they spend 18 years of their life eating food, and they've never grown a vegetable. They've never killed a fish. They've never harvested an animal. They've never grown a mushroom. And it's just kind of like black magic to them. They just eat food and it just arrives, and they don't understand the work and just how cool it is just to, and gratifying to see something grow. So I thought that, I don't know, that could be one of the best ones you've ever brought to the table. Seriously.
I know. That was the first one when we were putting this list together, that was the first thing I thought of. So
yeah,
I'm stoked on that.
Yeah. I think that's great kids. And then one that I'll say for the kids is Skinny Water put out some new, kids clothes. And there's one design I really, really like, which is a redfish with a bobber and a shrimp on it. And it says Humble Beginnings. And I just think, you know, you don't see enough live bait bobber cork shirts out there. And they did it with this one. And it's just a fun shirt. And it's always fun to have matching shirts with your kids and stuff like that. So give a kid a shirt, you know, let them be the cool kid at school with the redfish shirt, and load them up on that. I have one I want to go back to that I think is kind of in the intermediate. I don't know. We're really, both of us are really bad at categorizing gifts, but we still attempt to do it. And this is Captain Hunter's Addiction. It's not me. It's a different hunter. And this is a veteran owned and operated business that does custom steering wheels. And these steering wheels, and I have links in the bio, are awesome. They're amazing. I have a couple that he sent me just to look at the quality of work and the scope of what he can do. And they look great. And if you know somebody, you can send in your wheel, or you can just order a whole wheel. If you don't know much about your buddy's preferences and wheels and skiff and stuff, just gift them this without you know, stealing their wheel off their boat or whatever. But I think this is a great gift because, one, it supports veterans and small business owners, which we love to do. And two, it is just such high quality work. And it just looks so great that every time they get in their skiff or their bay boat or whatever, and they look down at their wheel, they'll think to themselves, wow, Marty is such a good gift giver. And that's why we give gifts, right? So that people think that we're really good people.
Exactly.
And so, no, but on a serious note, I think that would be Captain Hunter's Addiction. Steering wheels are awesome, veteran-owned and operated, and great all-around support.
I've ran into those on the gram. They are very sweet. Might be gift to myself one of those.
Yeah, well, that's what pretty much everybody does on this thing.
Right.
All right. So, are you ready for the big sugar daddy gifts?
I am.
All right. Well, per usual, it's food related for me, and I have no affiliation. I have no code, link, anything. I'm just telling you that this is a really good gift, and that is an Uni pizza oven, and there are very few things that I've bought in the cooking world that have been as game changer tool wise as a pizza oven, because it gets so hot on the stone, and because you can access it better than like a big green egg or an oven, which are both sealed. You can just slide in from the side and turn the pizza. And I'm cooking pizzas in 60 to 90 seconds on this Uni pizza oven. It's expensive to buy the oven. The price point's like $400, $500, depending on what you do. But the ingredients and hosting pizza nights with your friend is not very expensive at all. It's one of the cheapest dinners you can do. And the oven is unbelievable. It's like everybody that comes over raves about it. You can just sit there, open up a bottle of wine, start making pizzas, throw them in the oven, 60, 90 seconds, pull it out. Everybody eats some pizza. You make some more. And I cannot say enough about these pizza ovens. They're awesome. And so if you really want to go all out, and they're actually really portable. And so you might be like, what does this have to do with hunting and fishing? I will be 100% toting this thing around with me some this year because they're very portable. Mine's propane. Some of them are pellets. Some of them are charcoal. And they're super awesome. So Uni Pizza Oven.
Oh, yeah. What's your go-to pie?
Right now, my go-to pie, well, originally I was just really like, it's hard to beat just like a mozzarella, pepperoni, just old school style kind of pizza. But
yep.
Recently we've been doing like a little bit of ground beef with goat cheese, arugula, and Mike's Hot Honey. Which I should have put Mike's Hot Honey on here too. So put that in
that's a great, yeah. Oh, that's a good
stocking stuffer.
I've been seeing that too. People doing the pepperoni pizza with the hot honey.
You got to. And you know what? I'm so embarrassed I didn't mention Mike's Hot Honey because we thought it was funny when we went to Chandelier Island this year to shoot a bunch of photos and video for Mike's Hot Honey. And we were putting it on and in everything. And that sounded way more suggestive than I meant it to be. And dude, it is so good on basically everything. Even Vince DeGura made a Mike's Hot Honey drink that he's working on, and it's awesome on pizza. So definitely highly recommend the Mike's Hot Honey.
Hell yeah, that's great. I got one. I'm not a huge I hate going shopping for clothing for myself. I'm not a big clothing guy, but I will say. If you have a nice Christmas party this holiday, or you got to go to a New Year's Eve party, these guys, Long Wharf Supply, make these great sweaters out of recycled oyster shells, and they're super comfortable. They're a little bit, they're not going to be your fishing hoodie that you'd wear on the skiff. These are a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
But if your wife is telling you got to dress up a little bit, these are great.
They're charcuterie board level.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Perfect for eating charcuterie boards. But yeah, Long Wharf Supply sweaters out of recycled oysters. Really cool local company up here near me, and great people.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend those.
No, awesome, awesome gift. And ladies, if you're listening to this and you're embarrassed by how your man dresses, this is a great gift. To try to up their game a little bit, try to make them look a little more presentable. Some of us struggle. And then last but not least, I do want to just kind of mention a couple things from my sponsors, which one of the things about my sponsors is I reached out to all of them through relationships because I actually genuinely like their products. So I just want to say big shout out to them. If you really want to go all out and get somebody an amazing gift, Turtle Boxes are absolutely the hype. I have had so many friends in Florida buy them and put them to the absolute test, and they really are the real deal. And the word's getting out and people know that they're 100% waterproof. They're rugged and tough. And when you are done hunting and fishing and tailgating and having a fire in your yard and you leave it out overnight and all the stuff that we do, you just don't want to baby a speaker. We have enough things to baby. And so, Turtlebox Audio, Costa sunglasses. Sometimes people are weird about their sunglasses and you don't know what to get them. Get them a gift card and let them get a new pair of glasses, because there is nothing more important when you're fishing than if you don't have glasses, you're going to have a terrible day. You're not going to see fish. Yep. You're going to get a headache. You got to have glasses. Costa is the real deal. Get them a Costa gift card. Get them the gift of glasses. And that is a great gift. And then also if you Sugar Daddy Gift, we always talk about this, but, I mentioned a few Orvis products, but the H3 rods are absolutely incredible. Orvis has amazing customer service. And if you want something, I fished a Recon, which is a little bit more affordable brand. And I've been really impressed with it this year. And I've been putting that to the test, and I have H3s, and I'll just say the Recon is a great rod to get people plugged into. And last but not least, the gift that keeps giving, All Hands Vodka. I recommend the cranberry for the holidays. Cranberry vodka. Be careful who you give it to. Don't give it to your aunt who can't control herself at the holidays.
Oh,
yeah. Or do.
That's trouble.
But, that's a great gift. You can order it online. And, you know, people have fun trying different drinks. And I know, Marty, you're kind of basically a semi-certified bartender. And it's a fun gift just to give somebody just to try something new. So really grateful for the sponsors. Great products, as always. But, Marty, thanks so much for coming on. I think this is a good list.
Yeah. This is probably, you know, we might say this every year, but I think it's the best one yet.
I think it's the best one, too. And we got links to the past year's ones because really nothing we said was time sensitive, especially with if you're wanting a little bit more art, you're wanting a little bit more stickers, you're wanting stuff like that. Go check out those previous guides. Good stuff in there. But, Marty, thanks so much for coming on. I look forward to next year.
Yep.
It's time to start.
Brother.
It's time to start Happy preparing holidays. Now.
Yeah, time for some eggnog.
All right, man. Happy holidays.
You too.
Thanks again for listening to the Captain's Collective. Make sure to help us out by subscribing and sharing the show. We hope that these were some helpful gift suggestions, and you have a great holidays.